Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you an exclusive interview with High Commissioner of India in Mauritius, Anurag Srivastava, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's upcoming visit to Mauritius. The interviewer is Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day state visit to Mauritius on 11th and 12th of March. In his departure statement ahead of his state visit to Mauritius, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Mauritius is a close maritime neighbor, a key partner in the Indian Ocean and a gateway to the African continent. He said both nations are connected by history, geography and culture. He said deep mutual trust, a shared belief in the values of democracy and celebrations of diversity are the strengths of both countries. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the close and historical people-to-people connection is a source of shared pride. He noted that significant strides have been made in the past 10 years with people-centric initiatives. Prime Minister Modi said he is looking forward to the opportunity to engage with the Mauritius leadership to elevate the partnership in all its facets and strengthen the enduring friendship for the progress and prosperity of peoples as well as for security and development in the Indian Ocean region. We have with us Anurag Srivastava, High Commissioner of India in Mauritius. Welcome to Akashvani. Prime Minister Modi is visiting Mauritius on 11th and 12th of March. He will be the chief guest of National Day celebration. How important and significant is this visit?
Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji's visit to Mauritius on the 11th and 12th of March is a very significant and important visit. This state visit takes place at the invitation of Prime Minister Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam. As you know, Prime Minister is going to participate at the National Day celebrations as the chief guest. And this would be the second time that Prime Minister would be here as the chief guest for the National Day event. He was last here in March 2015. The National Day of Mauritius falls on the 12th of March. And this is a day which is significant for both Mauritius and India. This day was specially chosen by Mauritius because this is the day when Mahatma Gandhi started his Dandi March from Sabarmati Ashram. Prime Minister's presence here would be in keeping with the special importance that this day has for both our countries. Since the year 2000, this would be the eighth time that an Indian dignitary would be the chief guest at this event. The visit also is important due to the fact that a new government in Mauritius has just taken over office. And this would be a very timely engagement in terms of our relationship. It would give the orientation for months and years ahead in terms of our bilateral partnership. We expect that this visit will also contribute to a lot of substantive outcomes. And in terms of outcomes, as you already know, that we have a special relationship. It is a relationship which is unlike most other diplomatic relations because this is a relationship which rests on the deep bonds between our people. These are bonds of shared history, of shared culture, of shared heritage. 70% of this country is composed of people of Indian origin who were brought here as indentured labor in the 19th and 20th century. Now, these people have maintained very deep ties with India and they have in a way helped build this great country. These relations have been taken forward in modern times in the form of robust, dynamic bilateral relationship, which is multifaceted and which covers various areas like maritime security, development partnership, capacity building, health and education cooperation, trade and investment ties, which are very robust. We expect that during the visit, there will be discussions between the two prime ministers on all the various facets of this relationship, because when two prime ministers meet, the entire gamut of bilateral relations are discussed. We also expect significant outcomes in each of these areas. And we are confident that this visit will reaffirm the strong bonds between our two countries and will help take this relationship to even greater heights.
What is the schedule of Prime Minister during this two-day visit and what are the main events going to happen?
Prime Minister Shri Modi arrives early on the 11th of March and thereafter there would be placing of wreaths at the Samadhi of Sir Shiv Sagar Ramgoolam and Sir Anirudh Jagannath. He would be calling on the President of Mauritius. He would have bilateral meetings with the Prime Minister of Mauritius. We are also hosting a community reception because, as you know, there is a very large Indian origin community here. There are also large number of Indians who live and work here. There is also a significant number of friends of India who would like to meet Prime Minister Modi. They would like to see him, they would like to hear him while he's here. So Prime Minister will be attending the community reception, which is on the 11th of March. On the 12th of March, Prime Minister will be the chief guest at the National Day celebrations. We also expect the two Prime Ministers to inaugurate projects built with our development assistance. Notable among these are the Civil Service College project and the Area Health Center. Prime Minister will also be visiting Ganga Talao before his departure.
Indian Defence contingent is also participating in this National Day parade event. Kindly brief us about that.
There would be an Indian marching contingent at the National Day event. We will also have a performance by the Akash Ganga skydiving team. As a part of these celebrations, INS Imphal, an Indian Navy ship, would be visiting Mauritius.
India has contributed a lot to the development of Mauritius. Many projects have been started with the help of India. Tell us about them, like Sagar Vision.
You know, we are privileged to be a preferred development partner of Mauritius. Our development partnership has been very strong and robust. If I take the last 10 years, we have healthy outlay of about $1.1 billion in terms of supporting various projects here. And you will see these projects, they dot the Mauritian landscape, be it the Metro Express project, all three phases of which we have supported, or the ENT hospital, or the Supreme Court building, or the social housing project. All these projects have been built along with Mauritius, with Indian support. And we are truly proud of our development partnership. As I mentioned to you, Prime Minister will also be inaugurating, along with Prime Minister Dr. Ram Gulam, several other projects which have been built with Indian assistance. Notable among them are the Civil Service College project and the Area Health Centers. There is also this community development projects, a whole host of them, which has been supported under Indian grant assistance. And many of them would also be inaugurated during the visit.
India and Mauritius are very good trading partners, and trade between them has increased about almost four times in the last 18 years. What are the main things imported and exported, and what are the likely outcome of this visit as far as trade is concerned?
Well, in terms of our trade relations or our larger economic relationship, it is a very robust relationship. We have a comprehensive economic cooperation and partnership agreement which was signed in 2021. In fact, this is the first agreement of its kind which has been signed with any country in Africa. This agreement has also been signed keeping in mind that Mauritius provides for a very good gateway for trade and investments into Africa. We are amongst the largest trading partner of Mauritius, and Mauritius is one of the important source destinations for investments into India. We also have very good financial connectivity between our two countries. UPI and RuPay cards are operational in Mauritius. It is amongst the few countries where it is operational. We expect that there will be very useful discussions during the visit of Honorable Prime Minister, and there would also be some significant agreements to take forward our trade and economic relations.
India also helps Mauritian students in providing higher education as well as distance learning. A large number of Mauritians have also been provided technology training in India. Please brief us about that.
We have an Indian Technical and Economic Cooperation program, and 5,000 Mauritians have benefited from this program so far. We also provide for scholarships to students under this scholarship program. About 60 Mauritians benefit from these scholarships every year. India is also a destination which is preferred by many Mauritian students for education on a self-financing basis. Our capacity building cooperation has also been taken forward through institutional linkages, and we are looking to further strengthen these institutional linkages through various discussions and agreements during the visit.
The Indian government decided to give OCI card to the seventh generation of people of Indian origin settled in Mauritius. How important is it for the people here?
It is extremely important, and this special dispensation was made for Mauritius, keeping into account the deep emotional bonds that exist between the people of Indian origin and India. These are people who have maintained their links despite the long time since they've been here. As I told you, they moved here as indentured labor in the 19th and 20th century. The special dispensation of providing OCI cards for up to seventh generation also allows us to ensure that the young people, the youth of Mauritius, also remain connected to their Indian origins and to their roots.
As you said, relations between India and Mauritius are very old and very close. Please give us our listeners some information about the history of these relations. When did the first Indian arrive on this island?
Well, I would like to tell your listeners that the first Indians arrived here probably in the 18th century. There was French colonial rule here. They came here as artisans and traders. In 1834, the first ship called Atlas, which had 36 Indians, arrived on the shores of Mauritius. And from here began the history of movement of indentured labor from various parts of India into Mauritius. And this continued till the early 20th century. In that process, almost 500,000 people moved to Mauritius. And about 2/3 of them decided to stay back here. And these are people who, with their blood, sweat and toil, built this country. These are also people who have maintained their links with India. They share not only common history, but also they share a common heritage, a kinship, as well as language. Indian languages like Bhojpuri, Hindi, Tamil, Telugu, Marathi, etc. are spoken in Mauritius. So as I told you, these are ties which are built on the strong foundations of people-to-people relations, and they have endured over a period of time.
There is Aprawasi Ghat also in Mauritius. Please brief us.
Well, the Aprawasi Ghat in Mauritius is the place where indentured labor, when they were brought here on ships, they landed at that place. And in fact, the day when the first ship arrived, which is 2nd of November, is a day which is celebrated as Aprawasi Divas here. The Aprawasi Ghat is a place which holds a special significance in our relationship, because the indentured labor who arrived here in very large numbers, after landing there, would be registered and then they would be taken to various sugarcane fields in various parts of this country. It is a which truly signifies the deep bonds between our two countries.
Mauritius National Day is celebrated on March 12. Is this March 12 also related to Mahatma Gandhi? There is some connection?
Yes, as I mentioned to you, this is the day when Mahatma Gandhi started his Dandi March from Sabarmati Ashram. And this day was specially chosen by the founding fathers of Mauritius as their day of independence. But Mahatma Gandhi also has deep connections to this country, because in 1901, on his return, on his way back from South Africa, he came to Mauritius, stayed here for 15 days. And he met the people of Indian origin who were here at that point of time. And he passed on three messages to them, which is that they should be closely connected to India, they should focus on education, and that political empowerment is important for them. These people placed a lot of importance on these messages and moved ahead, and through their freedom struggle, they were able to obtain independence. And thereafter, the importance of Mahatma Gandhi and his personality is something which is truly revered here in Mauritius.
About 70% of the population of Mauritius is of Indian origin. What kind of business are they involved in, and what is the contribution of people of Indian origin in the economy of Mauritius?
These people are in all walks of life. These are people who you will find in business, in politics, in education, in health, in various other sectors of the economy. And they have truly contributed in building this country. They have done well. They have done well for themselves. And they have also maintained very strong links with India.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to an exclusive interview with High Commissioner of India in Mauritius, Anurag Srivastava, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's upcoming visit to Mauritius. The interviewer was Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.